Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Rich Davis is going back on the sideline, finally. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You have to know Butch Davis was delighted to be named Florida International's new football coach this week. The former Miami, Cleveland Browns, and North Carolina head coach has been trying to get back in the game since leaving Chapel Hill amidst the first of two NCAA scandals. He has told many who have asked him that the stigma from the academic improprieties at UNC made him unwanted. At 64, Davis has to be doing it for love of the game. He is a millionaire many times over, from his big contract with the Browns to the more than $10 million he extracted from Carolina during his abbreviated four-year stay here. Davis obviously wants one more chance to change his legacy, even if it's on a smaller stage. It is the second time he has sought the FIU job, losing out to Mario Cristobal in 2012, a folk hero to many in South Florida. Despite bolting the Hurricanes for the NFL the day after he pledged he would stay, Davis has many connections there and also tried to get several other jobs in the Sunshine State, including a return to Miami when Al Golden was fired following the 2015 season. The position went to Miami alum Mark Richt, despite Davis' sterling 51-20 record in five seasons at the U. Davis has spent the last few years working as a studio analyst for ESPN, most recently second banana to Mack Brown, who replaced the crusty old Lou Holtz on ESPN's flagship station. He has a five-year contract at FIU and will need most of it to turn the unknown school into a Division I force, which was his goal after taking over from the John Bunning era with the Tar Heels. You can bet Davis will begin putting his staff together by trying to hire his former offensive coordinator John Shoup, who is out of football right now and living in Asheville with his family after serving as OC at Purdue. Shoup had one more year left on his contract at UNC when Everett Withers' one season as interim coach ended, and Shoup stayed in Chapel Hill and wrote a local column and did color commentary for high school games. He, too, will get one more shot back on the college sideline if he wants it. Good luck to both former Tar Heels. This is Archansky. See ya.